was a heartbreaking situation for wildlife biologists and veterinarians. Two female adult black bears and a mountain lion cub were caught in the Thomas Fire burn areas and suffered serious burns to their paws.
Both bears had burns to the bottom of all four of their feet. You know, you think of an animal's paw pads. The layer of skin, that paw pad surface, was completely burnt off.
Deanna Clifford is a wildlife veterinarian with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife.
They would sit a very particular way, and they were reluctant to stand, and they would hold their front feet up, you know, like together, but facing the sky with their palms upward. And so it was very clear that they didn't want to put pressure on the bottom of their feet. The burnt tissue is really delicate and really painful because those nerve endings underneath are exposed.
Jamie Payton is a research veterinarian with UC Davis.
As veterinarians, I think one of the things is it's very hard to explain pain to an animal, right? They know they hurt. They don't feel well. They can't move like they should. And we can't explain to them, like we would to a person, why that's occurring and how we're trying to help make that better. So there's always a part of us that's, you know, really sympathetic, and it pulls at your heartstrings.
Payton came up with a unique idea to try a special type of fish skin, which has been successfully used to treat human burn victims in Brazil.
Tilapia skin itself is very strong, so it can protect them. They actually can walk on those skins. The other really good thing about it is because it has that strength, it's actually, you know, able to protect the nerve endings on the wound. And then three has collagen matrix, especially collagen type 1 and type 3, that are really helpful for healing.
It's been used in Brazil in areas where they don't have resources to do elaborate burn treatments in humans like we have available in the U.S. Treating the bears wasn't easy.
Each bear weighed about 200 pounds, and so it's not safe to handle them awake. So we anesthetize each bear with an injectable drug. We support them through the procedure with pain medications and oxygen and other injectable anesthetics. And so each time we needed to treat their feet, we would have to anesthetize them.
Dana Clifford with the State Department of Fish and Wildlife says the good news is the bears embraced the treatment.
They're kind of wearing a false tennis shoe, basically, of the tilapia skin. It's very tough and durable on the outside. And it provides collagen on the internal surface. Remarkably, the first bear that we tried this on, once we had the tilapia skins covering her burns, after she woke up from anesthesia, she stood and walked for the first time fairly normally and comfortably.
The mountain lion cub wasn't quite as thrilled. Most cats don't like to wear things in their paws, so the cub would eat the fish skins off of them. Still, the cub recovered. And the fish skin bandages, treatment coupled with acupuncture, chiropractic care, and some electronic nerve treatments worked on the bears. The intent was to accelerate the healing, because if the bears got used to captivity, it might be tough to reintroduce them to the wild.
When they were in our facility, we minimized the number of people around. They were isolated from human activity and human voices. We wanted to accelerate the healing as fast as possible. We were able to release both bears on January 18th. So they were both released with their burns about 90% healed.
Jamie Payton with UC Davis says the hope is the success of this fish skin treatment will set the stage for it to be used with other animals. She says there appears to be no downside, with the skins even safely edible for the patients.
We did see improvement in pain and wound healing, and my goal is to push forward with treatments for burns in animals, because we do see a lot of them not only for wildlife, but also for companion animals.
Electronic trackers were installed in the two bears to see how they fare, an especially interesting question because one of them was pregnant. As for the mountain lion cub, at 5 months old, it was too young to be re-released back into the wild. It's now living in a Northern California wildlife sanctuary. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.